Hey, everybody, it's Kai. Thanks for downloading or streaming or otherwise listening to this episode of the Corner Office Podcast. Hopefully, you're also a subscriber. And if you like what you've been hearing, leave us that 5-star review on iTunes, because believe it or not, algorithm-wise, that stuff matters. Anyway, this is a crossover episode, you might say. It's an interview this time with another podcast that I co-host with my colleague from Marketplace, Molly Wood. She is our senior correspondent on technology, and we do a thing called Make Me Smart, which also please subscribe or listen to. Anyway, we did a whole thing recently about taxes and tax policy, and for it, we talked to the CEO of H&R Block. Bill Cobb is his name. Interesting stuff is what he had to say. Here you go.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
So is it a busy time of year for you? Busier?
Well, it's very busy in our offices. So from February 1st to April 30th, we do almost 80% of our revenue. Many of us back here in Kansas City are starting to plan for next year and getting ready, not like, you know, the next season. When I first started at Block 6 years ago, I would go around and say to people, hey, how long have you been here? And they'd say, oh, this is my 7th season. This is my 11th season. I felt like I was leading an NFL team or something.
So when Congress and the White House start messing around with tax policy like they are threatening slash promising to do in the next couple of weeks and months, does that make you crazy?
No, because, you know, it's one of the areas that, you know, a Congress, a president always dabbles in. Tax policy is very important to businesses. It's very important to individuals. I don't try to overreact to any particular initiative, because you have to wait until the dust settles, till it becomes law, for us to really get engaged, because our business has to be built on the accuracy of our tax event, of our tax returns. So to spend a lot of time watching the vagaries isn't very helpful to serving our clients.
Although there's a lot of optimism in the business community about the possibility of a more favorable regulatory environment, a more favorable taxation environment. And so I would imagine that for you as a CEO of a business, there could be optimism there, combined with, I would imagine, some confusion about the tax code has the potential to increase your business, right?
Well, I think, based on what the president has said and all the soundings, generally this is going to be a tailwind for us. You know, we have a number of financial products we offer, so any decrease in regulatory reform is of benefit to us. Whatever individual tax changes there are, people are always looking for help, and they don't necessarily trust the government or the IRS. And that's what's been able to sustain the industry, and certainly to sustain H&R Block, because people want to make sure that they're getting every deduction and credit that they're entitled to, that they get their maximum refund, and yet not leave themselves open to an audit.
So a complicated tax code, right? Tax complexity is a business advantage for you.
A lot of people say that, but in some ways it's not, because we have to train everybody on that. And that's one of the reasons why we just partnered up with IBM Watson to join man and machine in terms of being able to come up with the best outcome and find every deduction and credit. I think the president's right. We do need to – there are things we need to streamline, you know. I think that there are smart things that we can do. I do think, because it has evolved to be such a massive document, because there is a real tax code. It is 74,000 pages long. So to just say I'm going to put it on a postcard, I think isn't very credible. I think it has to be done in an iterative process, and yet you can make some real progress in terms of simplification.
Although, like you point out, 74,000 pages is nothing for Watson. Can you talk a little bit about that partnership? Don't you worry that, you know, Watson could put you out of business? I mean, if computers can sort of already prepare taxes to some extent, is that just a chance to get ahead of the algorithm competition?
No, I think that certainly the way IBM approaches this, and I was just with their CEO, Ginni Rometty, the term they use is augmented intelligence, because they believe that it is the best of man and machine. So, no, I don't worry about that per se, because I do think that the best outcome you can find is when you have man and machine working together.
Let me get back, if I could, for a second here, Mr. Cobb, to the idea of the complexity of the tax code. I mean, you talk a good game, honestly, about wanting it to be easier for consumers. But the fact is you lobby the government to prevent them from doing things like automatically filled out tax forms and things like that. I mean, tax code complexity is your business model.
Well, let me talk about that, Kai, because I think that there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here. I don't think it's a good idea because the IRS is going to have to be the one to undertake that. The IRS is still operating. They still have some COBOL and Fortran developers because some of their systems are so outdated, and with all the reductions that the government continues to do with the IRS, and I'm not getting into the politics of that, mm-hmm. It's just not credible to say, oh, we want to have a number of free every return should be free. But I get a little concerned when people just assume business is bad, government is good. And because we've been successful as this industry working with the IRS and working with the other tax companies.
I don't think anybody out there is assuming the IRS is good and H&R Block is bad, right? I mean, you know what I mean?
No, but I'm talking about recent articles that say that, you know, we're lobbying. We have people in Washington because of what you talked about earlier. There's a lot of things that Congress and the President and the Treasury Department ask us about. So we employ people there who are talking about a whole variety of things. And one of them happens to be pre-filled forms. But to say that we're spending millions of dollars to prevent this is just not true.
Who does your taxes and are they done yet?
I was actually talking to someone recently. So H&R Block does my taxes.
All right.
I've made it a condition of employment. Everyone in our company either uses a digital solution or comes into an office. My tax pro, I never see. She's based up in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Wow.
I've been using her since I started with the company. She's terrific. She emailed me the other day, hey, where's your packet of information? So this weekend, Kai, that's what I'm doing is finishing that up and putting together all my information. And then I'll get that off to her and she and I will talk on April 10th or so. And she'll tell me the good news and the bad news. So we all use H&R Block to do our taxes.
That makes me feel way better, actually, because I just finished mine last night and I was feeling like I was up against it.
Now, are you doing it yourself, Molly, or are you going to come in and see us?
I used the internet. I did it myself. It's a pretty simple public radio situation for me, Mr. Cobb.
Well, we certainly have that offering on the internet.
Bill, thanks very much
for
your time.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Thanks, Molly.
All right, that's it for today's Corner Office podcast. Consider checking out Make Me Smart if you haven't already. It is quite good, if I say so myself. New episodes every Tuesday, sometimes extra bonus episodes throughout the week as well. This episode of Corner Office was produced by Bridget Bodner. Marketplace, the radio show, is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive producer. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll see you next time.